Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, We are back once again with another new episode of our program, which goes by the title of The Perished Kings of the Past. In our last episode, we talked about Qarun. We talked about different aspects of his life and how arrogant he was and how much vanity he had within himself. And we also spoke about the sciences that he learned from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, upon which he became very arrogant. So we touched upon different perspectives of his life. And in our today's episode, we will carry on talking about Qarun and how he challenged Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam due to the blind love he had for his wealth, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. And towards the end, we'll also talk about how he met his doom, how he was punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and became one of the perished kings of the past. Before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of reciting Durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites Durood upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him, and there is an angel appointed to bring that Durood to me. So never be heedless or lazy in sending durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Qarun, we earlier spoke about the branches of knowledge that he was familiar with, and it was because of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam teaching those branches of knowledge to him. And according to an opinion of some of the Mufassirun, he was arrogant upon this very knowledge of his, which he deemed as an excellence of his own for acquiring so much wealth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Qarun with so much wealth, so much dignity, that is beyond our imagination. It is stated that once Qarun left with extreme dignity and awe, and it was the day of Saturday, and he left in such a way that he was wearing a ghost saddle himself and riding a white colored mule, and was wearing an extremely elegant type of garment. And as it is stated that he was riding a white colored mule, so mule is an animal which resembles like a donkey and a horse. And it was a very precious animal back in those days that was used to shift goods from A to B, or to ride upon to go from A to be, or whichever destination you wanted to go. So he was riding a very beautiful white colored mule with a very elegant dress, very elegant garment he was wearing. Now the state of his caravan was such that 1,000 slaves and maids also accompanied him. And what was the state of his maids and slaves? That those maids and slaves were also adorned with gold, silk clothes, and the horses that were accompanying him in this caravan along with his slaves and his maids, those horses were also adorned. So this is the awe and dignity that Qarun, he left with in this very expedition of his. Now, when people saw this adornment, then those who were inclined towards this dunya, inclined towards this world, and who only sought this world and desired for this world only, they said that only if we could also receive such glory, such grandeur and wealth like Qarun have received in this world. Undoubtedly, he is very fortunate. So these are the thoughts that started to come in the mind of those people who were running after this dunya, running after this world, and there was no other purpose of theirs other than acquiring the wealth of this world. Now for them, Qarun was a very fortunate person. Now this very aspect that we just mentioned, that Qarun was a very fortunate person for them, we will bring this back into the context towards the end of our episode. So bear this in mind, what those people said, that Qarun is a very fortunate person. And same is the state with us nowadays, that as soon as we see someone who's very wealthy or very affluent, all of a sudden we start envying them. We start wishing that only if we could also be as rich as they are. But on the other hand, we should ask for Iman, for the strength of Iman. And of course, we should also ask for sustenance and enough wealth so that we don't question anyone. But we shall envy those who are religious, who have held a claimed rank in religion rather than those who have some kind of status in this dunya. But those people of Bani Israel, they became envious of Qarun and they started to think that Qarun, he is very fortunate because he is a very wealthy person. Now, after Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took Bani Israel across the river Nile, he appointed his brother, Hazrat Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, upon the sacrifices of the animals. Now, Bani Israel, they would bring their sacrificed animal in the court of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And what would Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam do with them? He would put those sacrificed animals in the slaughterhouse, and what would happen is that a fire would emerge from the sky and consume those sacrifices. So this is what would happen. Now, Qarun, seeing all this, he became extremely jealous, because this was a special status and rank that was given to Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was appointed over the sacrificed animals of Bani Israel. So Qarun couldn't stand this fact, and he became extremely jealous of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, out of jealousy, out of this grudge, he said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that prophethood is yours and the leadership of sacrificed animals is given to Harun alayhi salam. I'm nothing anymore, whereas I'm the best of the disciples of Torah. I cannot observe patience anymore on this. So this is what Qarun, he said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this speech of his was full of hatred, full of jealousy, full of grudge. Now, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied to him that, I did not give any designation to Harun by myself. Whatever has been given to Harun is due to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam has been given this designation. Upon this, Qarun replied, by Allah, I will not testify you until you show me a proof for this. Now Qarun, he demanded a proof from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam over this fact, that your appointing of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam upon the sacrificed animals, your appointing of him on such a great designation, show me a proof over this, otherwise I will not testify this very claim of yours. Now, upon this, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gathered all the chiefs of Bani Israel and said to them that, bring your staffs. So all of them, they obliged and they brought all their staffs in the court of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gathered all those staffs in the tent and kept them over there. And all the chiefs of Bani Israel, they guarded that tent in which all those staffs were kept overnight. They stayed over there, they guarded that very tent. And in the midst of those staff was also the staff of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, in the morning, the staff of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam became lush green and leaves also grew on it. Now, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed that staff to قارون and said, did you see this? So this was a proof from Sidra Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he showed to Qarun. But of course, Qarun, he had lost his senses out of the greed of wealth. He had become blind. And what did he say? He replied that this is nothing extraordinary. This is not a proof. You've done this out of magic. MaazAllah, this is the reply that Qarun gave to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, despite Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showing such an authentic and strong proof to Qarun over giving that rank, the designation to Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept treating Qarun very nicely and very kindly, but Qarun would always harm Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his arrogance, disobedience and enmity for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept increasing every moment. Now you can see that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's behavior, his conduct with Qarun is extremely polite, extremely kind, but unfortunately the greed of wealth, arrogance, the element of vanity, the element of jealousy, all these spiritual diseases led Qarun to be arrogant and rude towards Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his enmity and all these spiritual diseases, spiritual evils kept increasing for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is stated that once Qarun built a house whose door was made of gold, and he fixed the planks of gold on its walls. It was such a marvelous and wonderful house that Bani Israel, they would come and visit this house day and night. They would treat themselves to a feast, and they would tell jokes to Qarun and make him laugh. So Qarun, he of course was very arrogant upon his wealth that he possessed, and now he was more arrogant and boastful upon the fact that people come to visit my house. This is such glorious house I have, the house whose door is made of gold, and in the walls of this house are fixed planks of gold. So people are coming to visit this house, and in return he would also feed them, but in return people would tell him jokes and make him laugh. So this was the state of the arrogance of Qarun that it had come up to. Now, during all this, my dear Islamic brothers and the views of Madani channel, when the ruling of Zakat was revealed, Qarun came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Qarun decided with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that out of all the dirham, dinar and cattle that he has, he will give 1,000th of his share as Zakat. So this is what he decides with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If you think about it, 1,000 share out of your wealth, out of your assets, is very small amount considering the rest of the wealth that is with yourself, and only 1,000th share of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very small amount. But when Qarun went home and he accounted for all his wealth and all his money and all his assets, then even 1,000th share of that also came to a huge sum. That also came up to a huge amount. And now, seeing this, out of the love of money, due to his arrogance, due to being stingy, now he lost the courage to even give 1,000th share of his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as zakat that he himself had decided with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So now he lost the courage and he went against his own words and he stepped back from giving zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, to back up this very evil plan of his of not paying zakat, he started to think that how can he conspire against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam so that people don't say anything bad to him and his wealth gets saved as well. He doesn't pay zakat as well as he is not called bad by people as well. So he started to think that how can he conspire against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now at the same time, many people, those people who were engrossed in the love of this dunya, love of this world, they were already following Qarun. So what Qarun did was, what he came up with, the evil plan of his was, that he gathered a group of people of Bani Israel, and he said to them, that you obeyed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in every matter up to now. Now, he wants to take over your wealth. What do you say regarding this? When he said that Musa alayhi salam wants to take over your wealth, he meant by the ruling of zakat, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now you need to pay zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to this ruling, Qarun said to them that ma'azallah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wants to take over your wealth. So this is how he started to instill this evil thought in the minds of those people. He started to misguide them, he started to mislead them. Now upon this, those people who were already engrossed in the love of this dunya, in the love of this world, they said to him that you are our elder, you are our leader. Whatever you wish, command us, we will fulfill it, we will follow it. So Qarun, he said, that go to such and such indecent woman and agree a price with her for that she puts an allegation upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If this happens, then Bani Israel will leave Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Qarun, he thought of this evil plan and he thought of slandering Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam through an indecent woman by enticing her to give her a lot of wealth of this world. Therefore, Qarun gave that woman 1,000 dinar, 1,000 dirhams, and made a lot of big promises as well on the side. Upon this, the woman, she agreed to slander Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She fell in the trap of Qarun and she agreed that yes, I will accuse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with the allegation that you want me to accuse him with. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, the next day arrives. And what Qarun does is that he gathers the people of Bani Israel and then goes to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that people are waiting for you to come and teach them. They're waiting for you to come and deliver a sermon to them. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came outside, stood amongst the Bani Israel, and he said, that, O Bani Israel, the one who steals, his hands will be cut off. The one who slanders, he will be whipped 80 times. The one who commits fornication and he's not married, then he will be whipped 100 times. And if he is married, then he will be stoned to the extent that he passes away. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioning these rulings of Sharia to Bani Israel. Now, in the midst of all this, Qarun, he said, that is this ruling for everyone, even for you? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, that yes, even for me. Now Qarun said, that Bani Israel thinks that you've committed fornication with such and such indecent woman. Ma'adullah. So this allegation, Qarun puts upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, okay, call that woman. So that woman, she was called upon. When she came, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked her, on the name of the one who split the river for Bani Israel, made paths in it, and revealed Torah, say whatever the truth is. Now, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam uttered these last words, then that woman, she got scared. She could not gather the courage of slandering the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and harm him. So she thought to herself, instead of slandering the Prophet of Allah Almighty, it is better for me to repent instead and confess. So after this, that woman, she said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that whatever Qarun wanted me to say, by Allah, it is a lie. And in exchange of slandering you, he had fixed a heavy monetary amount for me, a heavy monetary price for me. Listening to this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fell in prostration in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while shedding tears and humbly said that, O Allah Almighty, if I am your prophet, then inflict your wrath upon Qarun. Now Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he supplicated in these words against Qarun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a revelation upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that I have commanded the earth to obey you. You may command it to do whatever you like. Now this is the wahi, the revelation that is revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The earth has been made under his command. Whatever Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam commands it, the earth is going to listen to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Bani Israel now, that, O Bani Israel, Allah Almighty has sent me as a prophet to Qarun in the same way as He sent me towards Fir'aun, towards Pharaoh. Therefore, whoever is Qarun's companion should stay with him where he is, and whoever is my companion, separate away from him. Listening to this, everyone separated from Qarun. Other than only two people, no one stayed with Qarun. Now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the earth, commanded the earth to seize them, to seize Qarun. Upon this, Qarun was sunk in the ground up to his knees. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the same thing again to the earth, and now Qarun sunk into the ground up to his waist. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept commanding the same to the earth to the extent that Qarun was sunk in the ground up to his neck. Now, when Qarun was sunk in the earth up to his neck, now he started to moan and cry, and he started to remind Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of his relationship, because if you remember earlier that Qarun was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the son of his uncle, the brother of his father. So now Qarun started to remind him of his relationship and swore oaths on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not pay any attention towards him, to the extent that Qarun was fully sunk into the ground and the earth, the ground, leveled back. Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala states that he will keep sinking in the ground, in the earth, until the day of judgment. This is how Qarun met his doom. After he challenged Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he planned to, ma'azullah, alligate Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with the severest of the allegations. Now, seeing the end of Qarun, some people of Bani Israel, they said that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated against Qarun in order to get his house, wealth and treasures. Now, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, that some people of Bani Israel are saying this, then he alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the house of Qarun, his treasures and all the wealth also sank inside the ground, in the earth. Now, seeing this, those people who were desirous of the wealth and treasure of Qarun, if you remember, we earlier spoke about those people who were engrossed in the love of this world. And when Qarun left with his caravan, where he has 1,000 maids and servants, and all of them were adorned in gold, where we spoke about that, and those people who were engrossed in the love of this world, what did they say? They said, how fortunate Qarun is. Only if we could also attain this much wealth, we could also attain as much wealth as Qarun possesses. And those people started to envy Qarun. Now, those people, when they saw the dreadful end of Qarun, they became extremely embarrassed over their desires, what they made initially, earlier. And they said that it is amazing that whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for, He increases His sustenance. And whomsoever Allah Almighty wishes for, Allah Almighty tightens His sustenance, reduces His sustenance. If Allah Almighty had not favored us by blessing us with the treasure of Iman, then we too would have been made to sink inside the ground, inside the earth, just like Qarun. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is how Qarun met his end. This is how he became perished from this world. And today, if he is remembered, he is as a sign of admonition. And we also come to know that those people who only envy the rich and wealthy people of this world, who only run after the wealth of this world, when the reality is exposed in front of them, then they become embarrassed over their desires. And that's when they start appreciating and valuing the importance of Iman. So the same principle should be followed by us, that instead of envying those rich and wealthy people of this world who have unimaginable amount of wealth, we should envy the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should envy the scholars of Islam, those who are the true beacons of Islam, the true guides of Islam, although they apparently don't possess much, but the treasure of Iman that they possess is priceless. There's no price to that. So instead of only running after this dunya and having the only desire of accumulating the wealth of this dunya, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness upon Iman, to live upon Iman and die upon Iman, which undoubtedly is the priceless treasure and something to be envious about. Qarun had a lot of wealth but did not possess Iman. Eventually, he met his doom and became a perished king of the past. May it not be the case for us as well, that we only run after the wealth of this dunya but not Iman. May it not be the case that we only have the wealth of this dunya and not Iman. Regardless of the fact whether we have the wealth of this world or not, we shall always supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with Iman, to make us live on Iman and die on Iman as well. By Allah, by Allah, by Allah, if we have the treasure of Iman in this world and in the hereafter, then we will be the richest person, richest person, richest person, and people will envy us when they come to know about the level of Iman we possessed. And on the other hand, if someone possesses the wealth of this world and all the other riches that you can imagine of, but he does not possess Iman, then he is the poorest person, the one who is the most destitute person. Because when the reality will be exposed in front of our eyes, then we will realize that what true wealth is, what true treasure is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness upon Iman in this world as well as in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the mindset to appreciate our Iman, to work towards strengthening our Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the desire, remove the greed of only running after the wealth of this dunya, of this world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed.